Chief or Chief?
Chief, sir. Chief.
How's it going?
Patrick Core, Brad Steiner, intern Alex from Hits 96. Are you ready for Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
All righty.
Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge?
Welcome to Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Your first initial appearance on this fine program, a program that is changing lives each and every week, sir.
I'm thrilled. I can't wait to see what happens.
It all starts with your refrigerator, and a refrigerator, like Alex has said over and over and over, a permanent fixture in your home. It's dependable, keeps your food safe. Just like meteorologist Patrick Core, a fixture in your home for decades, delivering the weather and keeping you safe on News 12.
I never thought I was a refrigerator, but I get your point.
Patrick Core, we learn everything that we need to know about a human being's existence by their refrigerator, and yours is no different. Yours is a throwback refrigerator. First off, intern Alex, I'd like to start, of all the fridges that we've explored in Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge, how many times do we see the classic double door?
It's very rare now. It's getting rare, but it's not as uncommon as the French. The French style is the rarest.
The rarest of the rare. The white whale, if you will.
And the old school freezer on top. This is the middle ground, so
yes.
to speak.
I don't remember last time we had a freezer on top. Participant in Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
I'm not sure it's ever happened. And not only that, but Patrick has a white double door.
Yes.
No stainless.
Why choose white, Patrick Core?
Because it was cheaper than the stainless.
Cheaper than the stainless.
That makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense, especially when you see what's inside the fridge. The man chooses practicality at every turn. Not only is it practical, intern Alex, but it's also old school. A little bit of old school flair with Patrick Core's refrigerator.
It reminds me a lot of my fridge as a kid. And it's paired next to a crock pot from 1973.
Is that a crock pot next to your fridge, Patrick Core?
I think you are correct. Remember, I live in Trenton, so we have a lot of older type style things, you know. But we do have running water.
I thought you were going to say, I live in Trenton, we eat whatever we find in the road.
Roadside pizzas? Nah, I don't have any of those right now. But I do have some deer meat that's in the refrigerator from time to time.
We will get to the meat shelf here in a second, but just like in meteorologist Brian Smith's fridge, this weather war is officially begun because both of you choose to put your cream on the top shelf. Why do you choose the top shelf for all the cream, sir?
I guess the wife tells me to do it, and so I do what she tells me to do in the refrigerator because that's her department.
Her department's the fridge. I can tell it is a very tidy and organized fridge.
Sometimes it can be, after Sunday lunch, it can be kind of a calamity.
That's when it gets
left over.
That's when it falls apart. We've never dived into the subject. When does your fridge become a mess? What day of the week is your fridge in worse shape than others? You say Sunday night? Did you say Sunday night?
Yeah, usually Sunday afternoon. Or sometimes when what she'll do, she'll cook a bunch of meals for me for me to use most, you know, during the week. And so that time where she cooks everything and then tries to put everything in the refrigerator so it sits, we're putting things on top of each other, and it can get very disorganized.
This picture, if I had to guess, was taken somewhere in the first of the week because your third shelf is packed with leftovers.
Yeah, that's the Patrick lunch department.
Got some fine leftovers all in Tupperware. What is inside the Tupperware, sir?
Usually you'll have a little roast with a vegetable and maybe some rice or some potatoes. Kind of the, you know, the typical 1950s or 60s little lunch.
Always old school. Patrick's always keeping...
I'm kind of a throwback kind of guy.
Yes, you are. So we go to the south. We go to your crisper bins. Your crisper bins have caught our eye, Patrick Core. Your crisper bins are very intriguing, not just because of the contents, but Alex, did you notice he has three crisper bins?
That is odd.
I haven't seen a third crisper bin before.
It is true, and very little vegetable and fruit content, though there is some evidence that fruits and vegetables are in there.
Yeah, I think sometimes you have cheese in one, and sometimes you have some lunch meat, and then they'll have a half a head of lettuce sometimes, but most of my fruits and vegetables are on the counter, you know, kind of in a bowl or something like that, you know, the oranges and apples and bananas and things like that.
Now see, this has been a point of contention in the Hey Celebrity What's in Your Fridge offices. Condiments need to be at the top of the door, not at the bottom of the door. Patrickor, we've entered the condiment corner.
Condiments!
Condiments!
Oh my goodness, everywhere condiments!
Look at your condiment shelf inside your refrigerator. First off, it's at the bottom of the door. Now, Alex, you put your condiments where in your refrigerator?
They're usually in the middle. I like his placement of his milk and his OJ being right there at arm's reach.
You like it up top, huh?
I do, but I usually put my condiments towards the top on the side and keep my orange juice and milk in the middle and on the regular shelf.
Why is that? Why not put it in the main part of the refrigerator?
Because it's easy access. It's going right back in.
I understand, but this is my problem with where you put your drinks, your big bulk drinks. You open the door, it's sloshing all over the place. So every time you open it, you're shaking around the milk, you're shaking around the OJ, you're dares the shaking up the beer.
Well, the thing that he's taking the biggest risk with in the door, Brad, is the eggs.
Oh my God. Patrickor, those eggs could go flying at any moment.
Yeah, they never have, though. I don't know why. I guess I've been lucky. One of the reasons why I keep the milk and the OJ in that little compartment right there is because if I put it on one of the shelves, I lose too much room, and so I can't put my leftovers and my Tupperware lunches there. There's strategy to it. You've got a point to the eggs. That's asking for disaster.
And did you notice the condiments that he has chosen for his fridge? They are Americana all the way through.
No surprises here.
No surprises. You've got classic Americana blue collar condiments.
Yeah, not much fanciness or variety there. Just kind of a let it ride type of thing.
The reason he can keep the eggs on the verge of disaster, yes. I don't think Patrick's a fast door opener.
You don't think he's a quick door opener?
He's never in a rush to get into that fridge because he knows everything's good to go.
He's taking his time.
Yeah, he knows that's the wife's apartment. She's taking care of everything. He can open it slowly. He's never in a panic.
You know, 15 years ago, I couldn't have the eggs there, but now my kids are grown up because they used to open it really fast and grab stuff and slam the refrigerator door.
Look, Patrickor has to have a steady hand to keep us calm through the mass hysteria that is the weather.
That is true. It's unpredictable, except he predicts it.
Yeah. The slow, steady hand of Patrickor. Patrickor, thank you for joining us on Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Thanks, Brad and Alex.
Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
For appearing on Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge, you will be receiving a Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge magnet.
I can't wait.
Yes.
That's going to add some class to this refrigerator.
Yes, it will.
You've got a lot of pictures and magnets on your fridge already, so this is going to be the crown jewel.
It will indeed.
I want to put that front and center.
We'll see you tonight, 11 o'clock on News 12, huh?
Hey, thanks. We'll talk to y'all later.